Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 247, He will complete it. Listen closely to these words. Let them land. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. Paul wrote that from prison, not from a platform, not from a season of triumph, from a cell, and yet the confidence that pours out of those words is unshakable, not because Paul was strong, but because he knew the one in whom he had placed his trust. Notice what he calls your life, a good work, not a project you started, not an attempt you are making, a work of God. You did not create yourself. You did not plant yourself. Someone who knows exactly what he is doing laid his hand on your life and said, this one matters. And he began, and whoever begins, that is the point, also carries the responsibility to finish. God does not abandon what he has started. It is not in his nature to leave something halfway done. The Greek verb Paul uses points to a perfect finishing, complete, nothing left undone. God does not make drafts. He makes masterpieces, and you are one of them. Still in progress, yes, but in the right hands. There is a deadline in this promise, the day of Jesus Christ. And that deadline does not depend on you. It does not depend on your performance, your consistency, your good days, or your hard ones. The story God is writing in you will last as long as He Himself lasts. And He lasts forever. I know there are days when faith feels thin, when you look inside and don't find much to be proud of, when the weight you are carrying feels like too much for your shoulders alone. And on those days, the temptation is to grip tighter, try harder, prove that you will not fall. But the promise of this verse is not, hold on tight. The promise is, He holds you. The anchor is not in your performance. It is in the faithful character of God, and the character of God does not waver. So today, before breakfast, do this. Take a piece of paper or the notes app on your phone and write down one area of your life where you have been carrying the weight alone. Just one. It might be a relationship, a fear about the future, a struggle you cannot win on your own strength. Write down what it is, and then, out loud, return that weight to God in two sentences, declaring that He is the one who began it and He is the one who completes it. Not a long prayer, two sentences. Simple, true, let the weight go. You do not have to finish what God began. You only have to trust that He will. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.